The 16th mitzvah is not to have, not to turn, to not to give one's attention to Avodah Zarah. And that includes reading books about them, thinking about them, going to tourist sites and looking at them. You're not supposed to look, you're not supposed to give them attention. Where the Torah wants us to put them down and not put them up. The 17th mitzvah is not to enjoy from any ornament, anything that was used to coat an idol or anything like that. Any part, we're not supposed to derive benefit from anything that was with the idols.
But they, how can you say, like, I know there's one shul in Kenya that used to be at the church.
You have to find out what they did there. I don't know. What?
No, but it's not deriving benefit from something.
We could buy, the place from them. I don't know. It depends what they did with the church after they bought it. I don't know. The 18th mitzvah is not to have any benefit from the idol or anything that was brought as a sacrifice to the idol or anything that was done on its behalf. God says, don't bring anything that has anything to do with it at home. Now, it has to be man-made. The earth that it's on isn't a problem. The 19th mitzvah is we're prohibited from marrying a non-Jew. Biblical prohibition, and this encompasses all of the Torah. You guys should know this. If there's one mitzvah that's all-encompassing, it's that a person has to marry Jewish, because that's the whole future. You marry Jewish, Bezat Shem, you're Jewish, your children are Jewish, and there's hope. The 20th mitzvah is when we see pagans serving idols, so we're not supposed to have compassion over them. The 21st mitzvah is not to go in the ways of the Gentiles, which means anything that Jews don't do out of modesty, and they do, we're not supposed to do. Or if they do it, and let's say it's something that they do, and we don't know what they do, it seems superstitious, there's no logical reason, so that's a biblical prohibition. You're not allowed to do superstitious things like them. We assume it stems from idol worship. So we said either things that they do, and we don't do because we're modest, like we don't grow our hair long like hippies. We don't do things. There are certain things. Guys, what do you guys want? Okay. Hippies can be Jewish, but there are things that Jews usually don't do. So things that we don't do out of modesty, if we do like them, that's a prohibition of not going in the footsteps. For example, Jews wear a kippah, and that's supposed to indicate modesty, that we recognize that God's above us. If a Jew takes off his kippah, he walks around without a kippah, so he's walking around like a non-Jew. That's part of this concept. The 22nd mitzvah is not to listen to anyone who prophesies in the name of any idol. The 23rd mitzvah is not to encourage anyone to go after any form of idol worship. The 24th mitzvah is that if someone tried enticing us to go after idol worship, we shouldn't love them. Don't think, he's a nice guy, he's just trying to convince me to do what's better for me. No, we don't look at it positively, we hate him. The 25th mitzvah is to maintain that enmity towards someone who tried to convince us. Even if it's a parent, it's a sibling, we have to recognize what they're really trying to do. They're trying to destroy our lives. The 26th mitzvah is not to save him. If we see him, he needs our help, we don't save him. We say he serves him right. The 27th mitzvah is that we're prohibited from prophesizing in the name of any idol. And if someone does, then he gets the death penalty. The 28th mitzvah is that a person is not allowed to scratch himself or cause himself to bleed over the loss of a relative or for the sake of any worship of any idol. A person is allowed to mourn, and the Torah tells us we have a mitzvah to mourn over the loss of a relative, but we're not allowed to cause ourselves to bleed. The 29th mitzvah is that we're prohibited from taking a vow for naught, which includes you're not allowed to swear about a man that he's a woman, swear about something that's obviously a lie. You can't say that. I swear it's night right now. That's prohibited. To swear for nothing. You say, I swear this is a table. Yeah, everyone knows it's a table. That's also one of these prohibitions. This is all included in that commandment of the Ten Commandments, not to swear in vain. The third aspect is where you swear, I won't do this mitzvah. I swear I'll never put on tefillin again. I swear I won't put on tefillin tomorrow morning. So that's also, you know you're not going to do that. You have mitzvah tomorrow. So that's, again, taking God's name in vain. And the fourth way of doing that is when a person swears something that he cannot keep. Says, I swear I won't sleep for 3 days. Every person has to sleep within 3 day period. You can't go less than that. The Talmud says it, by the way, and today science recognizes it. 3 days without sleep, a person can die. The 30th mitzvah is that a person doesn't swear falsely when denying a monetary when he denying that a monetary matter that he owes someone money.
Bad Jew. Bad Jew.
Bad Jew. Bad Jew. Bad.